Welcome to Santa Clarita Weekly, where we cover all things local in Santa Clarita Valley every Saturday morning at 9 on KQRU 107.9.
Welcome back to another edition of Santa Clarita Weekly with Tim Haddock and Sage Rafferty. I'm Sage. He's Tim. You can listen to us on the radio at KQRU 107.9 FM on Saturday mornings at 9. And we're also on YouTube and Instagram. And you can find us online at SantaClaritaStar.com. So what are we going to talk about today? The Chiquita Canyon Landfill received another notice of violation for draining storm runoff water to the Santa Clara River and possibly the groundwater supply. The Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency is asking the LA Regional Water Quality Control Board to investigate the landfill to see how much it has contaminated the water surrounding the landfill and wants to know what can be done to stop it. The Castaic Union School District says it is receiving assistance from the landfill to buy filters for the air conditioning systems and air purifiers for the classroom, but it doesn't address ways to stop the landfill from contaminating the air in the area. In sports, the Saugus baseball team won 2 Foothill League games and have a four-game winning streak. The Saugus softball team won 3 games, including a huge blowout win over West Ranch. The Valencia softball team won 2 games and improved to 9-0 in the Foothill League. And the Dodgers went 3-3 against the Twins and Padres last week. So let's talk about the water agency. The Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency is requesting testing by the LA Regional Water Quality Control Board to determine if the Chiquita Canyon landfill is leaking leachate and other contaminants into the local water supply. The chemical known as PFAS, that's P-F-A-S, was detected in the leachate at the landfill 5 years ago. The water agency reported that several years ago, but the landfill has not tested for PFAS since then. Stormwater runoff from the landfill is going into the groundwater and the Santa Clara River. The landfill was notified by the Regional Water Board, and it's in violation of pumping stormwater into local waterways. For the Castaic Union School District, the school district says it is receiving assistance from the landfill to address the odors that have been detected in the area. Superintendent Bob Bronstein told the Signal, the landfill has paid for improved carbon HVAC filters and air purifiers for each classroom at the elementary and middle school. Students are allowed to remain inside at all times, and an air monitoring system is supposed to be installed on both campuses. It doesn't fix the air quality pollution at the schools, but at least the landfill looks like it is working with the district to make it safer for the students and staff of the schools. So, Tim, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, let's go back to the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency asking for the Regional Water Quality Control Board to investigate what's happening at the landfill. We can go back to talking about how this is the second time that the Water Quality Control Board has notified the landfill that it's in violation of their policies. And the first time was for transporting toxic soil to another landfill out in Glendora. And this time it looks like, I mean, this is what the Water Quality Control Board is claiming. What is happening is that storm runoff water from the landfill is leaking not only into the Santa Clara River, there's been proof of that, but it's possible that the leachate, the contaminated water, is getting into the wells surrounding the landfill. And some of those wells are maintained by the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency. So the water agency is concerned that their well water is getting contaminated, in addition to worrying about the storm runoff water getting into the Santa Clara River and harming the ecological system that surrounds the landfill. So there are two two fronts here that the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency is concerned about. That one is protecting its own well water and making sure that their water supply doesn't get affected by the chemicals that are coming out of the landfill. But secondly, they're worried about the water runoff, the storm runoff that is naturally going into the Santa Clara River and could be affecting wildlife, could be affecting animals, could be affecting plants, and could be affecting water supplies for communities that are down near the ocean, that are out west where the Santa Clara River flows to. So there's a lot of problems with the landfill, and the Water Quality Control Board, while they're on top of it, it seems, by informing the landfill that they're in violation of these things, it still needs work. And Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency recognizes that their water supply, their investments, their resources are in danger right now because of what the landfill is doing. So I don't know where it goes from here, but I don't know if you know anything more about what the landfill is being asked to do lately, Sage.
So I'll be talking to Lynn Plambeck, who's the current head of scope, and she'll give us her opinions and thoughts on the landfill and the recent developments. All right, so I'm here with Lynn Plambeck, who is a former member of the board of the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency, and she is a current president of Scope. And Lynn, we had you on here because, you know, we've been talking about the Chiquita Canyon landfill, and we have a lot of questions, and we know you have the answers to a lot of these questions. So first off, I want to talk about the environmental impact. Has the LA Regional Water Quality Control Board begun their investigation into the Chiquita Canyon landfill's potential contamination of the Santa Clara River and groundwater supply?
Oh, yes, they have. And they've actually filed several notices of violation and against the landfill, and they also denied them a permit to expand. So they're pretty concerned about it at the current time. And the reason they're concerned is because of this massive reaction that's going on inside it and creating a really lot of leachate, which was not happening before. And I don't know, is it okay if I explain what leachate is a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Leachate is a liquid that's formed in landfills when you dump all that trash in there and it starts to decompose. And you know, just like if you are out in your garden or your composter, you notice a lot of liquid in it. Well, that's what happens in a landfill too. And normally there is a collection system that collects the leachate and puts it into a place where they can pump it into a truck and take it to a facility that will clean it. But in this case, what happened was the reaction, which is very hot, over 200 degrees, melted the leachate collection system because it was PVC. And so then all of a sudden they had this massive amount of leachate that was coming out the sides of the landfill. They would put a well down and it would explode into the air. It's pretty nasty. So they were sort of trying to not tell anyone this was happening, but then the Air Quality Board did some inspections and then everyone realized we had a really massive problem on our hands. So now they have formed a team. So it's just not regional water quality. They have a team that's led by the US EPA, and they have the air quality people on there, and they have regional water board, and they have toxic control board. So they're really taking a really close look at this now. So one of the problems with finding out whether water in the river has been affected is there are no monitoring wells in the river. So the regional board did order them in early March to put in a monitoring well in the river so they really can keep track of what's going on. But the most recent violation was due to the fact that they were pumping the water out of the retaining pond, or whatever pond they call it, and right straight into the river. And you're not supposed to do that. You need something called a NPDES permit to do that, where the regional board oversees what goes into the river to make sure it's clean. So they got into a lot of trouble for that.
Okay. So how will the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency ensure the safety of the water supply while the investigation is ongoing?
Well, most of the wells for Santa Clarita Water Agency are upstream, so it wouldn't be an issue of them affecting the wells. The wells that would be affected are probably those that are agricultural wells on New Holland land and farming property, which are immediately adjacent to the landfill. But people aren't being served by that water. There are some wells that are over there by the Valencia Commerce Center in Castaic. However, those wells, again, are upstream from the landfill. But the water agency did proactive testing on their wells, and they didn't find any contamination from the landfill yet.
Okay. So what specific actions will the LA Regional Water Quality Control Board take to address the Chiquita Canyon landfill's violation of pumping stormwater runoff into local waterways?
Well, that's a pretty big fine. I think they can, I don't know what the board will do, but that's probably a pretty big fine. Their notices always say you can be fined $70,000 a day. And I think they had the pump removed pretty fast for that notice, but they're in some really big trouble already with other issues. So I'm sure there is going to end up being a big fine, but it takes a while for them to go through that because it's a legal issue. So they have to, it's almost like a court process. They have to give them the notice and then they go and try to have a hearing and find out exactly how long the violation had been going on. And then they will give them a fine.
Okay, so what are some long-term solutions that are being considered to prevent future contamination from the landfill?
Well, I don't know that there are any. They really don't know what caused this. We have some ideas. They said originally that if you mix metals and ash, you could have this kind of reaction. Now, they've put a lot of auto shredder waste in that landfill. It used to be allowed. It's not allowed anymore. And of course, there was all kinds of ash from the Woolsey fire. They allowed extra dumping to go in from the debris from the Woolsey fire. And everybody had a lot of concern about that because, you know, it was next to Rocketdyne and people thought, oh, was any of that ash radioactive? I don't know if it was tested or not. So,
yeah, this trash is coming not just from Santa Clarita, it's coming from all over, right?
Right. It's all over LA and outside of LA County. So only 10% of that trash comes from our area, which to me, I think is really wrong. I think people ought to try to take care of their own trash because we've become a regional dumping ground. I don't know if anybody in the Valley realizes that, but we are a regional dumping ground for all of Los Angeles County. And there's only essentially two landfills still open in LA County. One is Sunshine, and which is just south of us, and the other one is Chiquita. So we are getting a lot of trash from everywhere, and it's creating a huge problem.
Yeah, so how are the results of this investigation into the landfill's contamination be communicated to the public?
Well, the EPA is setting up a website that you can go to and find out what's going on. But also, if you want to sign up for our newsletter, we report on it fairly often and we inform everybody when meetings are coming up. Like there's a community advisory meeting, and it's an advisory committee that was set up by the county to keep people informed. Often it is a chance for the landfill operator to really tell everybody his side of it. So sometimes you don't get as good of information as you might wish, but you can find out a lot of stuff from just being involved in that. And if you want to sign up for our newsletter, you could do it at scope.org. That's our website, scope.org. And SCOPE stands for Santa Clarita Organization for Planning and the Environment.
All right. Well, thank you, Lynn. I appreciate your input, and we'll keep on top of this, and we'll invite you back later to talk more about Chiquita Canyon Landfill.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. I think it's an important topic and people should really know about it. So maybe they think about not putting so much trash or buying stuff and just throwing it away. Who knows? Maybe it could be solved that way.
You're listening to KQRU 107.9 FM. You can listen to Santa Clarita Weekly on YouTube, iTunes, and at santaclaritastar.com, wherever you can listen to podcasts. So let's talk about sports. Foothill League Baseball. The Saugus baseball team won two Foothill League games. The Hart baseball team won two Foothill League games. And West Ranch baseball didn't play any Foothill League games last week. Saugus beat Golden Valley twice, 6-3 the first time and 9-1 in the second game. Saugus also beat Simi Valley 4-3 in a non-league game and beat Narbonne 3-2 in the El Camino Real Classic. Hart beat Castaic twice, 6-4 in the first game and 7-3 in the second game. Hart scored 5 runs in the fourth inning of the second game to take a six to nothing lead. West Ranch still leads the Foothill League standings at 7-1. Hart is in second place with a 6-2 record. Saugus is in third at 7-3, and Valencia is hanging around with a 5-5 record in the Foothill League. And Castaic is in trouble at 3-5 in the Foothill League. So, Tim, as far as the league standings impact, with their recent wins, can Saugus or Hart challenge West Ranch for the top spot in the Foothill League standings?
So this was a good week for Hart. Hart had two big wins, and Saugus seems to be getting hot at the right time of the season. So let's talk about Hart first. Hart beating Castaic twice puts Hart in a good position to be in the playoffs. Those are two big wins over Castaic, and kind of puts Castaic in a bad spot to make the playoffs this year. I mean, they're have a losing record in the Foothill League. They're in what, fifth place? Fifth place in the Foothill League? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, fifth place. And they're barely over 500 overall, 11-10. So they're kind of hanging, they're hanging around, but they're kind of slipping out of playoff position as each game goes by for the rest of the season. Now, Saugus, on the other hand, Saugus came up with two big wins, both over Golden Valley, and they had two big wins against non-league opponents, non-Foothill League teams. So they're beating everybody right now. And you know, beating Golden Valley isn't that big of an accomplishment, but beating Simi Valley in a close game, beating Narbonne in a close game, those are going to help Saugus for the rest of the season. Those are good confidence wins. Those are good wins against quality teams and good wins in tournament play as well. So it'll get them ready for the playoffs, and it'll give them a lot of confidence for these last couple of weeks of the Foothill League season. So to sum up, Hart, big wins for Hart, big wins for Saugus, and Castaic is in real trouble of making the playoffs right now.
So Tim, Valencia seems to be making a late season surge. So what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, that's another team that is putting up some surprising wins here late in the season. Valencia beat Canyon 8-3, which is, Canyon is what it is. And then they came around and they beat Canyon 16-2, and they pounded Canyon in that game. They scored 6 runs. Get this right: 6 runs in the third inning, and 6 runs in the fourth inning. So they were up 13-1 in the fourth inning. That was just total blowout win. So Valencia won games they needed to win. They won games that they were supposed to win, and they are, they're still in fourth place though. So they have some work to do, but they're in a better position to make the playoffs than Castaic is, and they're winning games that they're supposed to win right now. So we'll see. They still have some work to do to get into the playoffs, but they're in good position, better position than Castaic right now.
That's great. So let's talk about Foothill League softball. The Valencia softball team squeaked out a 2-1 win over Saugus to stay undefeated in the Foothill League, but Saugus bounced back with a blowout win over West Ranch. Valencia took a 2-1 lead over Saugus in the second inning, and the rest of the game turned into a pitcher's duel. Valencia held on to win the game by one run. Saugus apparently didn't take the loss very well and pounded West Ranch 21-0. Saugus scored even runs in the third inning to take a 16-0 lead, and the game ended in a 5-inning mercy rule. Valencia shut out Castaic 10-0 in its other game. Hart shut out Golden Valley 10-0 in a 5-inning mercy ruled game. Valencia is 9-0 in the Foothill League standings and in first place. Saugus is 6-3 in second place. West Ranch dropped 5-4 and third place in the Foothill League. Hart is 4-4 and in fourth place. Canyon and Golden Valley are tied for fifth place with 3-5 records. So, Tim, in this battle for second, can Saugus hold on to its second place standings, or is there hope for West Ranch and Hart?
Okay, so let's start with Saugus. Saugus has been playing well. I want to talk about the two games. The game against Valencia, the game that they lost 2-1, that was probably the best game of the week in the Foothill League. And even though Saugus lost that game, they can't feel too bad about it. I mean, they took out their frustrations on West Ranch afterward. But losing to Valencia 2-1 shows that they can be competitive, and they can hang with Valencia. If they get a hit or two in that game at the right time, maybe the outcome is different. But I want to bring up two things here. And it turned into all the runs were scored in the first two innings. And it turned into a pitcher's duel at the end of the game. So I want to start off here. Saugus freshman, Riley Nelson. Okay, she pitched. She came in relief. She came in the second inning after Valencia had scored their two runs. And she pitched 5 1/3 innings of shutout softball. She didn't give up a run for the rest of the game and struck out 6 batters. But on the other side, Carly Kearns pitched for Valencia. Now, not only did she pitched a complete game and won the game, she pitched all 7 innings. She drove in the winning run in the second inning. So she came up big at the plate. She was great in the circle. She struck out 7 and retired 13 of the last 14 batters in the game. So this was all pitching. This was the two pitchers for both teams rose to the occasion. I mean, they were great. They were great. But Valencia ended up winning this game, and as close as it was, you know, it was a good win for Valencia. It kept them undefeated. It kept them in control of the Foothill League. And I even though it was close, I think Valencia has to feel good about beating Saugus. And Saugus, even though they lost, have to feel good about keeping it close. So it was a good game for both teams. I just don't think that Saugus has too much to complain about, even though they did lose this game. And I think they're going to be, you know, they're going to be a playoff team. They're going to be a good team in the playoffs, too. I don't think they're just going to be a run-of-the-mill second-place league team. So it was a good game for both teams and a good win for Valencia, but might have even been a better loss for Saugus because, like I said, they got mad and they really beat up on West Ranch the next game.
So the Dodgers won 2 of 3 games against the Twins in Minnesota, lost 2 of 3 games against the Padres at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers lost to the Padres 6-3 on Sunday night and gave up 14 walks in the game. Starter James Paxton walked 8 Padres and still left the game with a 3-1 lead. The Padres scored 2 runs in the 6th inning to tie the score 3-3. Jurickson Profar drove in 3 runs with a bases loaded double in the 7th inning to give the Padres a 6-3 lead. The Padres held on to win. The Dodgers are 11-7 after 18 games and in first place in the National League West standings. So Shohei Ohtani is off to the best start of his career, which is saying something for the two-time MVP award winner. He is hitting .338, has four home runs, 10 RBIs, 10 doubles, and 25 hits. Will Smith is quietly hitting a .371 and 13 RBIs. Teoscar Hernandez is fourth place in the National League with 17 RBIs, four behind Marcell Ozuna of the Atlanta Braves for the league lead. But it's not all bad news for the Dodgers, but they did get some bad news. Starter Bobby Miller is on the injured list and will probably miss his next two starts. The Dodgers are in the middle of a 9-game homestand and play the Washington Nationals and New York Mets next at Dodger Stadium. So, Tim, despite the loss, how did the Dodgers' offense perform against the Padres compared to the Twins?
Well, okay, let's talk about the game on Sunday that the Dodgers lost to the Padres, and the pitchers gave up 14 walks. It was I don't expect any team to win a game if they give up 14 walks. The pitchers give up 14 walks, and it was hard to watch that game. It was really hard to watch that game from a Dodgers fan perspective. Despite all the walks, despite how easily this game could have been a complete blow up by the Padres if they were able to get some hits and drive in the runs with the runners on base, the Dodgers kept it close. The Dodgers, you know, they were in this game into the end, and it has a lot to do with, you know, with their offense, with them being able to score some runs. Still, it was that game was not fun to watch if you were rooting for the Dodgers. It was just painful to see a team give up 14 walks in a game.
Yeah, and Bobby Miller, his injury is going to really impact things. So how will the loss of Bobby Miller affect the Dodgers' pitching rotation during the homestand?
Well, it is going to affect him. He's gonna probably miss just two starts, which I guess that's the good news. But at the same time, the Dodgers are actually calling up some minor league pitchers to fill in the holes in the rotation, and so that's where they're going to hurt. They're going to bring up some rookies. They're going to give some pitchers a taste of the major leagues, and that could cost the Dodgers some important games here early in the season.
All right. Well, I hope Bobby Miller recovers quickly, and it looks like we have a great season to look forward to with the Dodgers. But that's our show for the week. Thanks for tuning in. Come back next week for more discussions about what's in the news in Santa Clarita. Don't forget to subscribe to our page, leave a comment to let us know how we're doing, and if there's anything you would like us to talk about, listen to the show on KQRU 107.9 FM on Saturday mornings at 9. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Santa Clarita Weekly. You can watch the show on Santa Clarita Star's YouTube channel and Facebook page, as well as listen in on the radio at KQRU 107.9. Visit SantaClaritaStar.com for more content and tune in right here to KQRU 107.9. A new voice for Santa Clarita.